Morning, Sean. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Thought we'd check on a few of yours. First of all, yes. Sun City, who unfortunately had that bit of an infection, I think, that localised in one of its joints. How's it?
Yeah, look, he seems pretty good, Sean. He travelled down from Sydney night before last, and now he's gone up to the Equine Hospital there in Sydney, and they're doing a MRI scan on the leg, just to give us a three-dimensional view of that leg to make sure all the structures are okay. And it'll be on the back of that scan that the vets will give us some idea of what we can and can't do with him in the near future.
So you're totally reliant on that at the moment to find out?
Yeah, we are. We are. The horse is in great order. He's in a good headspace. He's very happy. And such an unusual thing. We just want to make sure that the horse is okay. The legs come back to normal size, and we're pretty happy with him. So before I press on, he's just too valuable, this colt, to be guessing and to know what's going on in that leg. X-rays and everything are clear, Sean, but that's a two-dimensional view.
Yep.
We need to know a little bit more. So I'm hoping I'll have some more news on him tomorrow.
Now, Hills was an impressive winner at Ipswich for you, and you hoped to get it to the Magic Millions. Didn't quite. Is it in the paddock?
Yeah, I've decided to give her a month off. Pretty good filly, this one. And I backed her up the week later after Ipswich at the Gold Coast, and she just got run off a leg, Sean. It was actually... It was an okay run. It was a pass mark. But, of course, when we didn't get into the big race, I thought, well, she's done a great job. She's travelled a month reward, and that'll get her back for her next campaign. But she's a filly that's got a future.
All right, I'm going to get to your silk department in a moment, but I noticed a nice one having its first tower, pretty brazen at Flemington the other day. Over on the flat side, it's a brazen bar. It looked like a nice type.
Yeah, she's a star filly, I think. Just got a little bit lost in front. We didn't expect her to lead, Sean, but there was no speed on that inside division, and she ended up just there and had to do it all herself. And Luke said she was a real tourist down there, and had that horse been close to her, I reckon she might have won the race. But because they were so wide apart, she had no competition. And, and Luke felt that there was a lot more in the tank that wasn't getting used. So really nice filly, and we'll go to the Blue Diamond preview with her now on Australia Day.
Well, the horse who beat a microphone as a Godolphin runner, Dwayne Dunn, wanted him to keep it for the Blue Diamond. He was a big rap for it.
Yeah, well, he knows how to win a Blue Diamond, that fella.
He's won about five of them.
I know James Cummings and his team have got a really good opinion of that colt, and so that puts my filly in really good company.
All right. Now, Hood is an interesting runner. For a long time there, had that the title you hate, and they say they're Australia's best maiden, but it finally came out and knocked over a Group 1 for you, broke its maiden in the flight. It's a nice way to break the maiden status.
Yeah, wasn't it, Evan? What a thrill, and gee, she deserved it. Third in a Blue Diamond, second in a Golden Slipper, second in a Sire's Produce, and it was really frustrating, but... high class filly, and it was lovely that she could be rewarded with an elite level race. So she's in great shape, Sean. She worked for me here this morning at Flemington. She'll come up to Sydney later this week, and I'll look to kick her off probably, I think it's the 16th of February. There's a race called the Light Fingers, and we'll start her off in that. And there's a really nice fillies program for her up in Sydney.
Now, Tony, she's owned by Sheikh Bin Khalifa Al Maktoum. A bit of a whisper, Dubai could have been on the horizon for her?
Look, they've mentioned it. On the 30th of March, Sean, there's a race called the Dubai Turf.
Yep.
It's worth something like $6 million, I think. And they're a bit keen to go. So, look, it will fit into the program. It will fit into the program. So I'm not against it. So we're going to inoculate her just so she can go if we decide to go, and we'll be guided by her first three runs in Sydney, and then we can make up our mind and go close to the race.
Would you regard it as a real possibility you'd go?
Look, my reservations are three-year-old filly taking on the older horses halfway across the world. when there's such a good program here.
Mm.
But look, Sheikh Khalifa's the boss, and he owns her, and he's from Dubai, and it would give him great joy to go there. So look, I'm not totally against it. I've just got to get my head around it a little bit more, Sean. And she would have to be in elite form for me to agree to go.
Yeah, fair enough. Now, Sunlight knocked over the Coolmore at a last start there at Flemington. Great effort, beating the Colts. Yeah, how did she put up after that? You've obviously given her a let up.
Yeah, tremendous, Sean. She didn't need to go to the paddock for any other reason that there was nothing much else for her to go to. So we backed off her. She had a month to herself, she's really in great shape. She's here at Flemington, gearing up, getting ready for the Lightning Stakes. I think it's on the 17th of February, 16th or 17th of February. So, I'm looking forward to her. She's towing my riders around, wanting to go a lot faster than I wanted to go at the moment, which is great.
All right. Now, at the sales, you love the Zoo Stars. Did you pick any up at the Gold Coast in particular, or what did you target there, Tony?
Yeah, no. Well, look, we just target really nice horses, Sean, and Zoo Stars just kept putting their head up. I picked up another 4 or 5 Zoo Stars. So very excited about that. And there's some crackers there I've got a couple of girl syndicate horses that are Zoo Stars. So if there's any ladies out there listening or any men that are keen to give their wives a present.
Brownie points.
Zoo Stars there that are going into a girl syndicate. So, yeah, they're really nice horses and they were a bit expensive this year, but we were able to get our hands on 5 of them. So very exciting.
Well, you look at that Coolmore, Sunlight, Zoo Star, won it, beat Zoo Sane and Lean Mean Machine, both by Zoo Star. The trifecta and the Coolmore, Group 1.
Yeah, well, that says it all, doesn't he? He's the absolute star stallion of the moment. And those, him and I Am Invincible, what two great stallions we've got in this country that are just doing everything ahead of them. Nice to have some in my stable, I can assure you.
And you know the other little sleeper, well, not a sleeper because he's throwing one, is Spirit of Boom's done a terrific job, Tony, hasn't he?
Yeah, look, he was tremendous with his 2-year-olds and then he sort of hit a little bit of a flat spot, but then Boom Sara's come out and put him back up on the top of the level. So, very, very exciting stallion and great for the McAlpine family. They've been doing this for a long time and lovely to see them get a really good horse.
Yeah. Too right, Tony. Good to catch up and get an update on your horses. Good luck. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks for talking to us, Sean. See you.